Welcome to this episode of ClearedCast, your source for security clearance, intelligence community, espionage, national security, and defense contracting updates, and our exclusive interviews with intelligence community and government leaders. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by the Intelligence and National Security Alliance, or INSA. INSA is the leading nonpartisan association for driving public-private partnerships to advance intelligence and national security priorities. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of ClearedCast. I'm Katie Keller, Editorial Communications Manager with ClearanceJobs.com. Today we're joined by the Cipher Brief, which is a digital security-based platform that connects the private sector with the world's leading security experts. They deliver relevant analysis of news and events that helps readers accurately anticipate and safely navigate the complex security environment, and it was actually founded by former CNN intelligence correspondent Suzanne Kelly on the belief that reporting on the latest security breaches or global security issues alone won't always help find solutions to the bigger problems. So engaging the private sector in a solutions-based conversation is what moves the ball down the field. Today, we actually have Suzanne with us to talk about Cipher Brief and their upcoming Transition 101 Academy, which is for federal employees that are looking to move into the private sector. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining me today for this episode of ClearedCast.
Oh, Katie, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. So I always start with our guest. Tell us a little bit about your background leading up to your position you're in now as CEO with the Cipher Brief.
Sure. So I'm a career journalist, started out a number of decades ago. We don't have to get into details on that, but I've always been very interested in national security issues. And so I kind of have come up through the ranks of, you know, starting in local news and eventually ended up at CNN as their intelligence correspondent, and then decided while I was there that there was so much going on in the world, I wanted to take kind of a different approach to how we look at it and how we engage all parties that are invested in the future of national security in this country, and that meant the private sector. So I went out in 2015 and launched the Cipher Brief, which is a media organization that does focus on bringing private sector solutions and government solutions together among some of the leading experts in the country to talk about how we tackle a lot of the issues that we're facing today.
Sounds like you've probably seen a lot, you know, journalism in general, but, you know, moving from through the ranks from local to CNN intelligence correspondent. So security, national security, what other sort of specific topics or issues does the Cipher Brief cover?
We're pretty nerdy. We really focus on national security issues, but we do look more broadly at global security issues as well. We have just an incredible roster of experts on our website at thecipherbrief.com. There's like an experts tab. If you're, you know, have nothing else to do during the end of 2020 and you'd like to click on that tab, you'll recognize former heads of the CIA, the NSA, all the way down to people who have spent most of their careers working undercover. But once they retired, were allowed to lift their cover. And we talked to them about some of the subject matter expertise in different regions of the world. You know, the threat surface that we're looking at today is incredibly diverse and incredibly fast-paced. We've seen that by the discovery of this recent cyber attack that's got Washington reeling right now. When you talk about issues like China and Russia and cyber and tech and terrorism isn't off the table, it's just a really interesting time to focus on these issues. And particularly with the transition from one administration to another, it's going to be a big, big focus. And we're expecting to be very busy in 2021.
Absolutely. Throughout 2020, some of the threats that, you know, we dealt with COVID-19 cybersecurity wise. And you're exactly right. You know, moving into this next transition, it's going to be interesting to see what 2021 holds.
Yeah, I think, you know, so we're an apolitical organization, which makes it super easy for us to tap everybody's expertise on these issues. But it's been really interesting to hear a lot of the concerns. You know, is an incoming Biden administration going to understand how much the world has changed? I think, you know, as he's named some of the people who will be part of his administration, there's going to be really fascinating conversation. There's such a depth of experience on all sides of these issues. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this all comes together and how the U.S. positions itself against some of these larger threats.
I'm right there with you, Suzanne. So moving on to the Transition 101 Academy, I'm excited to hear what's the goal or mission that Cipher Brief has for the participants in that academy.
So this is such a really cool initiative for us. It's kind of a pet project of mine, and I've just got a fantastic team that I'm working with on this. But, you know, when I was putting together the Cipher Brief, Katie, I went around to all of sort of the people I had worked with as a journalist in national security, and a lot of them were out of government. They had such incredible expertise, but a lot of them were just working as consultants for banks. And I don't mean just, I mean, that's a big job and it's important. Or some of these defense contractors, but I felt like their expertise should be much more broadly used. Just because you retire from one government job doesn't mean that, you know, what you brought to the table shouldn't be shared more widely. So I actually launched the Cipher Brief with the hopes of keeping a lot of these incredibly talented, smart people in the public sector in the conversation. And it's worked out incredibly well. With the Transition 101, we thought, there are a lot of folks who are leaving government positions looking to understand how they fit into private sector roles. Some of them have come in and out of government and they have a little bit better idea of how the private sector works, but some of them have dedicated their entire careers to government service. So we thought, how can we help them, you know, sort of identify what their skill sets are, how they apply in a whole new environment? As you know, the private sector is a very different thing from government work. And so we've worked with enough people over the years to kind of pull together some of their top questions. And we try to use the Transition 101 class to address those questions and to help give them some kind of tips on understanding, you know, what's out there as they navigate a brand new career.
You know, I really appreciate any type of transition course, because it's really difficult if you've been out of one field. You know, for example, in my counseling for, you know, folks transitioning out of the military, you know, it's just a world that they're not familiar with or that they haven't touched in a long time. So there's obvious questions, there's obvious changes. I mean, we're a very dynamic society, and throughout the last few decades, I really appreciate some of these courses like Transition 101. We've heard about who the course is for. So what kind of specific obstacles, if you can disclose any of those today, will people be able to tackle after the course?
So what we try to do, we're really kind of a community at the Cipher Brief, a community of kind of national security experts. And what we try to do with this course in particular is bring people into the conversation who have gone through these transitions in the past. Rick Ledgett is one of my favorite people. He's a former deputy director of the NSA. And, you know, I was talking with Rick really early on when he first retired about how did you go about even thinking about what you would do in the private sector after rising to such a high level within government. And, you know, he reached out to people he knew and trusted. He had his own small network. So what we're trying to do with Transition 101 is help folks who are leaving government create their own networks of experts and mentors and friends who will help them along the way so they don't have to do all the hard learning the first time around. So we've had just amazing guests like Sue Gordon, who's a former deputy director of national intelligence. Rick, of course. Teresa Shea, who is now with Raytheon, former NSA, Mara Motherway, who is with Booz Allen. We've just had just a number of folks who are willing to share their time, their expertise with people who have done what they've done, which is spent most of their careers in government service.
Well, and if the lineup is anything like your previous lineups, I'm really excited to see what the conversation holds. Some of the top folks, you know, in the industry. So again, I'm really excited. What would you say, in your opinion, is the best process, or where should government employees start in identifying private sector opportunities? Because that's a really hard thing to tackle. It's sort of the first step. And so would you have any opinion on that?
Yeah. So, you know, I really should mention our co-instructors in this course. So we have guest speakers who are a lot of the people I've mentioned, but we have a really good roster of instructors. Mm-hmm. I talk about sort of raising your outside profile after you've spent time probably not doing much of that over the course of your career, how to engage with media. We have Bill Harlow, who is former CIO spokesman, who was also the co-author of several best-selling books, including George Tenet's book. And we have Allison Bollmeister, who is the author of, and she's also a career coach, but she's the author of a book called Mission Career Transition. And it's a career change guide for intelligence, military, foreign affairs, national security, and other government professionals. And that's actually our course curriculum. So when you enroll in the course, you get a copy of that book. And what we try to do is just reach out and identify, you know, what are your skill sets? How much time do you want to work? A lot of people don't really want to work a 40 to 60 hour week, which is what they've done most of their careers. What are the options for board service? ideas. How do I create my own consulting business so that I can, you know, control a little bit more of my time? Or how do I dig right in because my passion is space? You know, how do I fit into a government contracting organization that is doing work on space development when it comes to national security? So those are a lot of the things we try to tackle. Allison's fantastic on sort of helping us take a good look at ourselves, our personalities, what we want to do, what we don't want to do, and figuring out how we fit into this new private sector environment. And Bill's really fantastic on understanding messaging. I mean, he's intuitively brilliant in that area. You know, how do you kind of position yourself for building your own brand when you leave government? And building your own brand is really part of, you know, what you're doing when you enter the private sector. So it's a fascinating lineup of instructors and speakers.
Excellent. Building your brand, you know, something very important, but, you know, there are some risks. And I know that taking a look at previous courses, it's one of the things that the Cypher Brief speakers and instructors touch on is going political, and especially during the digital age. What are those risks while you're seeking employment within the private sector, would you say?
That's such a great question, especially in today's environment when passions are so high around political issues and the country really is divided. And if you read something from someone, you know, in the first couple of sentences, they use trigger words, we're just going to dismiss it. I think it's really important. And that's one of the things we cover in this, that, you know, you need to think about you're moving into a whole different environment. And government has always been very political, but the private sector really supports national security at such a high level. And they have to be able to function with any administration, whether it's one that you voted for or not. And so the private sector looks at sort of your political opinions in a very different light and understands sort of how that comes across and how it might, you know, limit your future opportunities is really important thing. And then just kind of figuring out how you keep it separate, because we all have a right. I mean, this is America, thank goodness. We all have a right to our opinions, but how you push those out on social media and how they might come back to sort of hurt you if you are seeking a particular position where you're interacting again with government or where you're selling a service back to government is definitely something worth thinking about.
Sure. Something certainly worth thinking about and evaluating and on a daily basis, almost checking yourself. One thing our senior editor says is, you know, operate on social media as if your grandma is watching. And it's such a good tip to live by because you don't know who's actually watching you in some on some platforms.
It's true. And, you know, we used to all, before this incredible thing called social media, we used to all have our kind of close circles of friends who understood context. They understood when we vented about a rough day at work or how we feel about an issue. But that's no longer the case in social media. It's out there for everyone. People who might not understand the back context or might not understand the things that you said before or after that. So you really do have to have an understanding of how things go viral, how the media takes certain things that you might say to support something that they're reporting. Just understanding how you put your thoughts out there, I think, is a really important thing to do when you're looking at a second stage career.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. We talked about some of the speakers from government and industry. So who exactly, if you want to run through a list, if you have it, Suzanne, who can we expect this year?
I'm actually really looking forward to this next session. The first one was phenomenal. We're also, I should just note, like, this is really a community, like I mentioned before. So the people who join this next class in January will also have access to the videos from the people who we heard from the first time around. And then we're creating like a networking group, a private networking group, where people can continue to offer each other, you know, counsel, opinions, advice, whatever it is that's helpful for the situation that they're going into. But this next group, we're hearing from Mark Kelton, who is one of my favorite people. He is a former deputy director of counterintelligence at the CIA. And one of the things he's going to help us think through is, you know, for folks who have held security clearances in particular, how do you kind of know when you're being trolled on social media or when people might be reaching out to you because of what you did when you were in government and the access that you had to information? In other words, like, how do you keep spies from trying to, you know, find out what they need from you in a LinkedIn kind of Twitter environment? And so I'm really excited to hear from Mark on this issue. This is something he did for a living. He understands it very well. And I think he's going to bring some really good tips to some of the students who are enrolled. We're also hearing from Vice Admiral Mike Lefevre, who, you know, did the career transition out of the military, about his experiences and, you know, what he learned, how he figured out how his skills applied in a whole new world. And then he landed himself a nice CEO role. So We'll definitely be asking him about that. Also, Suzanne Wilson-Huckenberg from INSA. The power of networking is so important. And that's a lesson I've learned over the course of my career, because I'm kind of naturally an introvert by nature. And networking has not always been easy, but I've realized later in life how really important it is to make really good, solid connections and have people know who you are and what you do and what you stand for. And she's going to talk to us about INSA and other networking organizations that kind of are focused on these similar issues, particularly with INSA, because they do also focus, like the Cypher Brief, on the public-private sector relationships. So there are going to be a lot of really good tips. It's definitely something that people will walk away having learned something from, and then also, hopefully, having gained a whole new network of kind of friends and trusted experts that they can go to in the future.
Wonderful. It does sound like a killer lineup. I'm super excited to see how it turns out. So are you still accepting applications, Suzanne?
We are. In my super high savvy tech world, you just Google the Cypher and Transition 101, and you'll see kind of the syllabus is coming together there, some of the speakers, and an opportunity to submit your application to join the course.
Wonderful. Well, I really do encourage everyone who might be transitioning out of the government or thinking about it, take a look at requirements, the syllabus, see if it's of interest. Again, it's a wonderful, fantastic lineup. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us today to tell us a little bit more about Cypher Brief and Transition 101 Academy.
It's great to be here, Katie. I appreciate your time today, too. And happy new year. I think it's my message to everyone this year. I'm so happy 2020 is going to be gone and looking forward to starting 2021 on the right foot.
Right. Cheers to 2021. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Katie.
This is Katie Keller, editor at clearancejobs.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of ClearedCast. For more information on career and recruiting advice, visit news.clearancejobs.com.